The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Chaotic scenes at Dublin Airport are predicted to continue this weekend now that we've heard that Aer Lingus today and tomorrow is cancelling 25 more flights to and from Dublin Airport. And there are reports of the airport itself looking pretty ropey. Some people saying there's vomit on the floors, there's overflowing bins, no paper towels in the toilets. All of this and the potential delays are bad enough if, let's imagine, you live in North City Dublin because you're at least 20 minutes from the airport. If you live further afield around the country, it is significantly more impactful if you're only arriving at the airport when you discover your flight is cancelled or you're only planning to leave the house when you discover it is cancelled. Even worse than that is if you're transiting through Dublin Airport and your only exposure to them is the chaos and the knock-on impact that it has on your life before you depart the country. And that's exactly what happened to Nicholas Vidovich. Nicholas, you travelled through Dublin and are still bearing the sort of the scars of the experience. Can you tell us what happened?
Yeah, unfortunately, I took my wife and three kids from Vancouver all the way to Croatia. And we had a stopover at Dublin. We were there for a couple of hours and everything was supposed to come smoothly where our luggage was supposed to go all the way to Zagreb. And sure enough, once we landed over in Zagreb, nothing came up. And from my understanding, it was... Well, they didn't really know exactly where the luggage was. And we've made the report that was necessary to be done. And it's difficult to get a hold of absolutely anybody. Nobody's answering the phone calls and whatnot. We're on day four now. And we finally found out, thankfully, my brother, who's still in Vancouver, he drove all the way to the Vancouver airport, which takes about an hour's time, just to speak to somebody from Air Canada. And on their system, it shows that the luggage is in Dublin. And there's no trace of it in Split or Zagreb, Croatia. So it must be in Dublin for sure. But the problem is that nobody is picking up the phone lines, whether it's in Dublin, whether it's Croatia Airlines, or whether it's Air Canada. You have to physically go there to find any sort of answer. Right now, the ticket shows that it's still tracking, and we don't know where it is. And now we've been taking up our whole day shopping, trying to get clothes for our kids, for myself, for my wife. We're missing prescriptions for my wife's contact lenses, my kid who has a skin disorder, all sorts of things. And obviously, you're living with anxiety. Lots of stress, but most of all, a lot of anger.
And let me just get this straight. Now. You're saying that the only way that you could get information about your bags in Dublin Airport was after 4 days of trying to contact Dublin Airport, you call your brother from Zagreb in Canada to drive an hour to the airport to physically see somebody in Air Canada who can tell you that it's in Dublin, but even that knowledge doesn't answer where in Dublin because you still can't get Dublin Airport to get back to you. Is that right?
Exactly. So I've tried to call a number of times from here in Zagreb, and even my cousin who works for Air Canada, for Croatia Airlines, he's been trying left, right, and center to try to find where it is. They can't get a hold of anybody, and even the people here in Croatia, not in just in Canada, everybody seems to know that Dublin is in big trouble. They're all telling me the same story, that they've got big problems and that there are massive delays and there are big shortages of employees over there.
Now, is there any possibility that this is correlation rather than causation and that it may be an Air Canada problem and just unfortunate that it happened as you transited through Dublin?
Well, see, that's the thing. We don't know for sure. Once the baggage is taken off of the Air Canada flight, then it has to go over to Croatia Airlines. Now, whether that's a Croatia Airlines issue, whether that's the Dublin Airport issue, I don't know. I don't know how the organization takes place. But maybe there is a miscommunication also between the two organizations. So I don't really know, to tell you the truth. But it seems to be that, based on what I'm reading, and I'm trying to read as little as possible online because there's so many horror stories, so it just increases the stress level, But it seems like there are big issues in Dublin, and there are people that haven't seen their baggage in weeks and not just days. So
It sounds like a journey through a Kafka novel. We wish you well, Nicholas, and keep our fingers crossed that somebody will get back to you. And hopefully, perhaps, if some of the DAA, that's the Dublin Airport Authority, who runs the airport, are listening, maybe they might do a little search for the name
can
Nicholas
really
Vidovich.
Help us out this time.
Yeah, and see if we can facilitate that. Nicholas, thank you very much for coming on, telling us your story. We're joined as well by Kieran O'Donnell, who is Fine Gael TD and chair of the Oireachtas Transport Committee. At this stage, Kieran, stories like Nicholas's are becoming, without being disrespectful, to a penny. Everybody has a story of, I arrived at the airport to discover that Aer Lingus had cancelled my flight. I arrived at the airport to discover that I was in a queue so long I couldn't get to the flight that hadn't been cancelled. I arrived at the airport 6 hours in advance thinking there'd be a queue and there wasn't one. Is there any sign of light at the end of this tunnel?
Well, on Nicholas' situation, it's a small thing, but I'll provide you with my details afterwards. And if I can assist Nicholas in any way, he can contact me. I'll follow up with DA directly myself. That shouldn't be happening. Some good things have happened. We had Dalton Phillips and his management team in before the Transport Committee on the 1st of June. And there has been considerable improvements in terms of times. But equally, the whole issue in terms of baggage appears to be a recurring theme. There are inconsistencies in terms of the times people can get through. There are issues in terms of the cleanliness. That's coming up with a lot of people. And obviously, we as a committee had at our meeting on the 1st of June stated that we would be following up again with Dalton Phillips and also the chair, Basil Gagan, of the DEA, to come in before us before the Dáil and Shannon goes into recess, which is in the next 2 weeks. To get a full update as to where things are at. We've issued an invite and then we'll be following up with Dalton Phillips and Basil Gagan for them to come before us.
And have they accepted that invite?
We are currently in discussions with them. They're very busy at the moment. However, we think the matter is of such critical importance that we as a committee in terms of our remit want to assist. And there are a number of issues that have arisen. Nicholas one puts it into stark impact in terms of what's happening with the baggage in terms of the American Airlines have brought up that particular issue.
Yeah, the joint American carriers all writing that letter, the North American carriers.
The North American carriers. And obviously one of those, obviously I assume would be Air Canada. And if you, the DA are saying it's about flights coming in late, the bottom line is that this issue is coming up too often. We also, I suppose, want to see the whole issue now where the Army are on standby. It's something we brought up at our committee hearing with them, what impact COVID is actually going to have. They have recruited quite a lot of security staff, and they are up at this moment in time. They informed us that they're at now. They've recruited 468 extra staff on top of the 452 they had in October. That brings it to 920. Not all of those are in operation, and they're going to continue to recruit. They'll have 920 by the end of July. But we want to see exactly how things are happening in real time.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll be watching this space over the weekend. And on my show tomorrow morning, I know we're going to have live reports from Dublin Airport from 9 o'clock. And obviously, we'll watch this space over the next 2 weeks when Dalton Phillips and the management team join your committee. That's Kieran O'Donnell, Fine Gael TD and Chair of the Oireachtas Transport Committee. Kieran, thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.